But we've also seen images from Houston in the past few days of people desperately trying to save animals from the flooding. Dogs, cats, horses, even a Texas longhorn was trapped in the rising water. Joining us now is Vicky Croke, who covers the animal world for us. Hi, Vicky.
Hey, Jeremy.
And what can you tell us about what these animals are going through?
Well, you know, those pictures really do tell a story. The man in a suburb of Houston carrying his German Shepherd Heidi and holding her head just above the water's surface as he pushes through a rescue boat near his home. A group of people huddled under a tarp. A woman's son is clutching the family dog. People hugging their dogs and weeping into their fur. We know tens of thousands of people in the area have needed to find emergency shelter, and the disaster is evolving minute by minute, Texas and Louisiana. So we don't yet know how many animals have been or will be affected, but obviously it will also be in the thousands. With Katrina, some people say hundreds of thousands of animals were displaced or killed.
I was just watching a video of somebody going out into what looked like a raging river to rescue a dog. What do the rescue efforts look like? Are people going out in boats?
It's definitely a huge part of what the animal groups are doing there. There are rescue teams navigating boats and trucks, as you say, through dangerous conditions. They're going door to door to do rescues. We've seen some of those. And Katie Jarl is the Texas State Director for the Humane Society of the United States. She's working out of San Antonio and coordinating all kinds of rescue work. She told me several stories, including one about a Rottweiler rescued from by some members of her team. The dog was trapped in a flooded garage and had scrambled on top of some boxes to stay above the waterline. So he was tired and hungry, but pretty happy when he saw his rescuers. There are firefighters and emergency workers and volunteers also out in boats, and they're spotting animals who need rescuing, animals on their own or with their companion humans.
Is there a concern, though, that people might be taking too many risks to save animals when doing so could be really dangerous for the humans?
Yeah, that is always an issue. People are driven by their fear and love of their pets, and they're making drastic decisions. The people being sent in by the animal groups are really elite and experienced disaster rescuers. They're on the scene in Texas and Louisiana now. These are really dangerous waters. They're warning people as much as possible to leave the rescue to the experts. Many of the rescue workers have spoken about the lessons of Katrina and knowing that people then and now will risk their lives to stay with or rescue their companion animals, and that also there will be animals left behind who need rescue. I spoke with Katie Jarl. She told me, plain and simple, saving animals is saving people. And that's how she views her team's ongoing work there. Our connection to animals is deep and important. And she says keeping beloved pets safe, you know, gives people hope when they've lost everything else.
Well, when they're able to keep those pets safe and then they end up in a shelter, what happens to the pets?
Well, with so many animals coming in and many, many more expected, obviously space is at a premium. So one of the most important strategies for the rescue groups is relocating the adoptable animals who are already in area animal shelters. That's before the storm. These animals really need good homes. They're adoptable. And so they're taking them to other parts of the country, helping them get adopted. And it makes room for the incoming animals rescued by the storm. And animals whose owners need or will need a temporary and safe place for their pets until they're able to take them back. So that effort's well underway.
Now, Vicky, it's not just domestic animals. We've seen some incredible images of wildlife reacting to this storm. There are colonies of fire ants floating on the water to survive the flood.
Yeah, along with deer and raccoons and squirrels, the animals we think of as seeking higher dry ground. This is a part of the country with alligators. So there have been reports of alligators showing up in unexpected places. And then these so-called rafts consisting of thousands of displaced venomous fire ants having been spotted in the floodwaters around Houston. And their stings are pretty painful and can be dangerous to those sensitive to the venom.
Last thing you want to see in the water if you are stuck in that water. What can people do to help the pets?
All the groups involved, Houston SPCA, SPCA of Texas, HSUS, and more, they're taking donations right now. A lot of them want monetary donations because they don't want to be sifting through other kinds, food, et cetera. You should check with your local shelter. They may have some of these animals coming up from that area. And all of those places will be needing foster homes for a lot of these animals who are coming in.
That's Vicky Croke, who covers all things animal for us at Here and Now. Vicky, thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.